This is People Magazine for the week of November 11th, 2019. On the cover of this week's People, Lori Loughlin and the college admissions scandal. At her breaking point, new charges, new fears, now facing up to 45 years in prison, the Full House star and husband, Massimo Giuliani, are angry, sad, and terrified. Plus, could their daughters also be charged? But first, let's get the scoop because Meghan and Harry are taking a break from royal duty. Days after admitting that she's not okay in an emotional TV interview, Meghan Markle kept up her royal duties with a pair of public appearances to support youth activism. But behind the scenes, the royal mom is still struggling with the massive changes in her life since marrying Prince Harry in 2018 and welcoming son Archie in May. She's having this vulnerable moment, and she was honest enough to share it, says her friend and wedding makeup artist Daniel Martin. She's learning a whole new culture, system, and then on top of it, she's a new mom and she's a new wife. That's a lot to deal with, and she's in a new country. In an effort to regroup, the couple are planning to take 6 weeks of much-needed family time from mid-November through the end of the year, says a source, noting that Meghan, age 38, quietly worked throughout much of her maternity leave. Although the palace is not confirming how the young family will spend the break, they will likely visit Meghan's hometown of Los Angeles. This is Archie's first Thanksgiving, says the source, and family is going to be very important for Meghan for the holidays. Several insiders say the couple are eager to escape the intense tabloid scrutiny in the UK, maybe even by establishing a second base in the US, Canada, or Africa. It's not possible for them to be in the UK like this, says a source. There's more pressure now. There's a shift that's happening. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, a close friend of the couple's, told the Sunday Times, they deserve time off. I don't know why it should be a point of criticism that they take leave to spend time with a new baby in the way that the law provides for every single employee in this country, he said. They're not superhuman. They can't lay that kind of extra burden. You can't lay that kind of extra burden on people. Still, despite the strain Meghan is facing, Martin is optimistic about brighter days ahead. I know Meghan is definitely going to get through this, he says. She dealt with adversity her entire life. She has her boys. She has her friends. She's smart. She's going to figure all this out and thrive. There's an inset box that says, where could they be headed? South Africa. The couple recently spent time in the southernmost African country, which surrounds the nation of Lesotho, where Harry, age 35, established his Centibal charity. Canada. It's been rumored the couple could spend some time in Canada, where Meghan, then filming her TV show Suits, lived before marrying Harry. Or Los Angeles. The duo will undoubtedly go to Meghan's hometown of Los Angeles to spend time with her mom, with whom she's very close. Ben Affleck's sobriety setback. On October 26, just hours after writing on Instagram that he'd been in recovery for more than a year, Ben Affleck, age 47, appeared to be publicly intoxicated leaving a charity Halloween party in West Hollywood. The actor, who's been open about his struggle with addiction and trips to rehab, appeared to have trouble walking and was later seen gambling at Commerce Casino just outside L.A. with a blonde companion later identified as musician Katy Perry. The next day, Affleck visited ex-wife Jennifer Garner's home where he addressed his relapse with photographers. It happens. It was a slip, Affleck said, but I'm not going to let it derail me. A separate source says that Garner, age 47, will continue to support and be hopeful about his sobriety. This is the father of her children, and she will always help Ben as much as she can. Here's this week's Heart Monitor. Wedding planning, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. 35 and never more alive, the singer posted on her birthday, October 25th. She and Bloom, age 42, engaged since Valentine's Day, are actively planning for their nuptials soon, a source says. Happy anniversary to Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello. The Modern Family star, age 47, and the actor, age 42, will celebrate 4 years of marriage on November 22nd. Over the summer, they honored 5 years of dating with a trip to Italy. "We spent almost 2 weeks there going crazy, eating like animals," Vergara said. Splitting up, Megan King Edmonds and Jim Edmonds. On October 25th, 1 day after their fifth wedding anniversary, the former MLB pro, age 49, reportedly filed for divorce from the Real Housewives of Orange County alum, age 35. They have 3 kids. Red carpet official, John Cena and Shay Shahadazi. The WWE star and actor, age 42, stepped out with his engineer girlfriend at the New York premiere of his new movie, Playing with Fire, October 26th. Cena met Shahadazi while working on the film in Vancouver. Double talk with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton. They're back for another Terminator. The original Terminator, featuring Linda Hamilton as waitress turned warrior Sarah Connor and Arnold Schwarzenegger as a time-traveling killing machine, ushered in a new era of sci-fi movies when it was released in 1984. Now, nearly 30 years after its blockbuster follow-up, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Hamilton, age 63, and Schwarzenegger, age 72, reunited for Terminator Dark Fate. They talked to people about the challenges of getting back into action. What do you two remember most about meeting for the first time in the early 80s? Linda: "It felt like we always knew each other, but we don't remember our first day meeting. It's been 35 years. Arnold: "We didn't work together much during Terminator. Only very few times did our scenes come together, like when I tried to kill her in the bar and then in the factory at the end. But it was great reuniting with her in 1991 and again for this." What was it like physically preparing for the action in Dark Fate? Hamilton: "I worked for a year to get ready for this one. Judgment Day was maybe 3 months. It was the beginning of the fat-free diet back then, and I ate no fat for those months. I would never do that again. This time, I ate no carbs. You always have to give up something, but the training is different as a woman of a certain age." Schwarzenegger: "I fortunately didn't have to go through that much trauma. I work out every day. But I did military training, weapons training, and stunt training." Was filming harder? Hamilton: "It was much harder, largely because the action is so much bigger. We're on land, in the water, in the air. It was 10 times the action of the last film. Had I been the same age, it still would have been much harder just because of the huge action sequences." Schwarzenegger: "But whatever we can't do, or whatever the stunt people can't do, it's done through visual effects. That's the advantage today." How did you unwind on set? Hamilton: "Arnold plays chess, and I read. I read 40 books during filmmaking. Pulitzer Prize winners and classics and sci-fi. I'm a crazy reader." Adele's healthy life changes for her son. When Adele stepped out for her longtime friend Drake's 33rd birthday party in Los Angeles on October 23rd, it wasn't just her glamorous look that turned heads. Dressed to the nines in a black velvet off-the-shoulder dress, the singer, age 31, also showed off a noticeably trimmer figure. Sources say the newly single star is making lifestyle changes for the most important person in her life, Angelo, her 7-year-old son, with her ex, Simon Konecki. Adele filed for divorce in September after revealing their split in April. "It was never about losing weight. She always felt very comfortable with her body and who she is," says a friend of the star, who hired a trainer earlier this year. "As a mom, she wants to be the healthiest she can be for Angelo." So what changes has she made, exactly? For starters, the fun-loving star has cut back on fast food and alcohol to a point. "She works out and eats healthy during the week," says the pal. "On the weekends and for special events, if she wants a cocktail, she'll have one." She just has a healthier mindset. It's one she hopes to pass down to her son. She wants Angelo to know that working out and treating your body right is the way to go, says the friend. And she wants to be a mom with more energy. While it was tough at first, Adele has been incredibly dedicated to her new routine, says the friend. After she started working out, she never looked back. She's also revving up her musical career. Multiple sources confirm the singer, who hasn't released an album since 2015's 25, is getting ready to drop a new record. She has hinted that she has new music she can't wait to share, says the friend. And after a transformative year, the star is settled in L.A., where her son attends school. Says the pal, she seems very happy about her life. Real Housewives Kenya Moore, I want to save my marriage. Kenya Moore thought she'd found her happily ever after when she married restaurateur Mark Daly, age 49, in 2017, and welcomed daughter Brooklyn in 2018. But in September, the Real Housewives of Atlanta star, age 48, and her husband revealed they had split up. As Daly opened business in New York City, the distance took a toll, says Moore. Infidelity is not our issue. It's communication, basic things. She says she'd like to go to counseling, but isn't sure if Daly will agree. I didn't get married to quit, she says. Neither of us have filed for divorce yet. I'm hopeful. Sesame Street's 50th. In 1969, during a time of national upheaval, Sesame Street made its debut using puppets to enchant children and parents alike with its signature brand of respect, honesty, and fun. Now, 50 years later, the series is kicking off a new season with a star-studded HBO special premiering November 9th. Sesame Street has tackled so many topics, says executive producer Ben Lehman. But the mission has always been to help kids grow smarter, stronger, and kinder. Here's a look back at some of the show's landmark moments. In 1974, Oscar met Johnny Cash. Kids are all about testing limits, says Lehman. And Oscar is a truly boundary pusher. Kids know he's going to do the unexpected, and that makes them laugh. To pair him with Johnny Cash just feels brilliant. I miss 1969. Oscar the Grouch with Loretta Long as Susan was orange for the first season before going green. In 1976, a diverse cast. Sonia Manzano, who played Maria from 1971 to 2015, was one of the first Latinas in a starring role in a television series. The show's creators wanted it to be set in an urban environment, says Lehman, and they wanted kids to be able to see themselves. In 1982, Mr. Hooper's death. After Will Lee, who played the show's beloved Mr. Hooper, passed away, his death was written into the show. It was a teachable moment, says Lehman. Kids are smart, and they can handle information if you present it to them on their level. Elmo and Whoopi in 1990. Elmo and Whoopi Goldberg discussed their different skin and fur. It was so simple and direct. I love my skin. I love my fur, says Lehman. The most adored character, Elmo, stands for friendship, love, and kindness. And in 2016, introducing Julia. The reaction to Julia, a character on the autism spectrum who debuted in 2015, has been just incredible, says Lehman. Her puppeteer, Stacey Gordon, has a son with autism. We explain that she sometimes understands things differently, and that has touched so many people. Here's Sesame Street by the numbers. 4,481 Sesame Street episodes have aired. 640 celebrity guests over 50 years. 8'2" is Big Bert's height. Puppeteer Carol Spiney performed him for 49 years before retiring in 2018. And 1985 is the year Elmo made his debut. And now our cover story. Now facing 45 years, terrified for her future. Update on Lori Loughlin and the college admissions scandal. After being hit with an additional federal charge, the Full House actress and husband Massimo Giuliani are nervous about prison time, but maintaining their innocence. Since March 11th, the day Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giuliani, Giulianulli, were indicted in the massive college admissions scandal, the couple, married nearly 22 years, seem to have adjusted well to their bizarre new normal. Facing the possibility of decades in prison, the Full House star, age 55, made their case her top priority, maintaining in constant communication with her legal team, all while maintaining a weekly routine that includes yoga class and Sundays at church. For the most part, the pair, who pleaded not guilty to two counts of fraud and money laundering charges in April, did their best to go about their lives as usual. But as they awaited their next court date, which is set for January 17th, what was supposed to be a quiet lull in the legal storm quickly turned to panic on October 22nd when the prosecution surprised them with a third federal charge. "The entire family is in chaos right now," says a Loughlin source. "They knew this was a possibility, but they thought perhaps it was just a bargaining tool from the prosecution. Now that the charges are official, they're realizing that there is no way to avoid a moderately long prison sentence unless they're found not guilty in a trial." Loughlin and Giuliani, age 56, along with nine other defendants, have now been hit with the additional charge of conspiracy to commit federal programs bribery. The couple was already facing a maximum sentence of 40 years, 20 for each of their first two charges. But the additional charge ups their maximum possible time behind bars to 45 years. "They feel like this is David versus Goliath," says the source. "How do you go up against the federal government when the government has decided to make an example out of you? The stress is about to break them." Of the 50 parents, coaches, exam proctors, and admissions counselors accused of everything from doctoring SAT scores to taking exams in a student's place to falsify students, to falsifying students' athletic records, 14 defendants, including actress Felicity Huffman, pleaded guilty on April 8th. But Loughlin and Giuliani, who are accused of paying $500,000 to admissions consultant William Rick Singer to get their daughters, Olivia Jade, age 20, and Isabella, age 21, into University of Southern California by posing them as crew team recruits, though neither was a rower, have maintained their innocence from the start. For Loughlin and Giuliani, the decision to pass on the plea deal has only made the situation worse. Evidence in the latest indictment includes an email exchange, allegedly between Singer and the couple, in which Singer said he needed Isabella's high school transcript and test scores. "Very soon, I will create a Coxswain portfolio for her," the request continued. "It would probably help to get a picture of her on an ERG in workout clothes like a real athlete." An ERG is an indoor rowing machine used to train crew athletes. "Fantastic," Giuliani allegedly replied. "We'll get all." The indictment alleges Giuliani fulfilled Singer's request and was billed $200,000. Giuliani then forwarded the invoice to his accountant in an email stating, "Good news, my daughter is in USC. Bad is, I had to work the system." Had Loughlin and Giuliani taken the original plea agreement offered, the couple would likely have been facing 18 to 24 months in jail per federal sentencing guidelines. "Now, for what they did, they could spend a half a century in prison," explains the source. Though most legal experts agree that if found guilty, the couple would likely serve their sentences concurrently, not consecutively, keeping the maximum to 20 years. Imagine having that hanging over your head. Most people go through life without thinking, "I could die in jail." but seeing how the prosecution is fixated on them, it's a real threat. Still, Laughlin is adamant that the allegations against her aren't true. Does she regret not taking the deal? Of course she does, because it would have been easier, says a source. But taking the deal would have admitted guilt, and she believes she was duped by unscrupulous people who enriched themselves off her. It is her position that she was not some sort of criminal mastermind. She just wanted what was best for her daughters, and it turned into an ongoing nightmare. As Laughlin's future remains unknown, maintaining her innocence is taking its toll. It's remarkable to watch sometimes, says the source. Lori will have moments where she breaks down because this is all so much. But then something changes. You can watch her clench her jaw and her eyes change, and it's like, okay, let's do this. She's a fighter. She maintains that she did nothing wrong. And if they're going to lock her up, they need to lock up everyone who has donated to a library or college so their kid will get in. She realizes that her only hope is to beat this in court. According to legal expert James L. Leonard Jr., the prosecutor stacking on additional charges shouldn't have come as a surprise. Investigators and prosecutors are constantly gathering information, particularly when there are multiple individuals charged in a particular case who are cooperating with the government and providing information about those who are not, says Leonard. This will typically intensify and expand the scope of the prosecution against the defendants who have not pled and who are not cooperating with the government. While many of those involved in the scandal, nicknamed Operation Varsity Blues by federal agents, who promptly accepted deals and pleaded guilty, have already been handed their sentences. Leonard says early cooperation can make a huge difference. As new charges are added in an indictment, a defendant's potential custodial exposure increases, meaning that they will now face the threat of more time in prison than they did before. In a case like this, and with defendants like this, if you have any exposure at all and you're in fact guilty, you want to cooperate with the government and resolve your case very early in the process to limit your liability. Not doing so typically makes a bad situation tremendously worse. Laughlin and Giannulli fear that their only choice now is to prepare a defense that will keep them out of jail entirely. Laughlin is angry. She's sad. But most of all, she's terrified, says the source. They could have charged her with all of this last spring, but they waited. She feels like she's a scapegoat. The worst part is the uncertainty. Is another shoe about to drop? What else could go wrong? She has no idea. She understands that there are consequences for her mistakes, but multiple federal charges, decades in jail, she doesn't believe she deserves that. All right, we've got some inset boxes here. It says, could their daughters face charges? For Olivia Jade and Isabella Giannulli, the future remains uncertain. Early on, there was concern that the prosecution would threaten the girls with charges to get Lori to plead guilty. But that didn't happen, a Laughlin source says. While the source insists that Laughlin isn't going to do anything that will jeopardize her daughters, former federal prosecutor Niyama Romani says she already has. At a minimum, the daughters will be witnesses in a trial against their parents, but they could also be charged as defendants, Romani says. The government has made it clear that they're going to keep increasing pressure on both Laughlin and Giannulli. By not pleading, Lori and Massimo are exposing their children to being charged. The Laughlin source disagrees. If Lori had any indication that the girls were at risk, she'd want to plead guilty, even though she believes that she did nothing wrong. She's not going to let them spend time in jail for something that they didn't do. Lori is a fantastic mother who would take the fall for the girls even if it cost her everything. The second inbox is entitled Paying the Price. These parents who pleaded guilty in the scandal have received their sentences. All but one were given jail time. Of course, you've heard Felicity Huffman, 2 weeks in prison. She served 11 days and was released October 25th. 250 hours of community service, and a $300,000 fine. Peter Jan Sartorio, the first to avoid jail time, 1 year's probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $9,500 fine. Jane Buckingham, 3 weeks in prison and a $40,000 fine. Augustine Hunesis Jr., 5 months in prison, 500 hours of community service, and a $100,000 fine. Marjorie Clapper, 3 weeks in prison, 250 hours of community service, and a $9,500 fine. Gordon Kaplan, 1 month in prison, 250 hours of community service, and a $50,000 fine. Steven Sempravivo, 4 months in prison, 500 hours of community service, and a $100,000 fine. Devin Sloan, 4 months in prison, 500 hours of community service, and a $95,000 fine. Robert Flaxman, 1 month in prison, 250 hours of community service, and a $50,000 fine. Gregory and Marcia Abbott, 1 month in prison, 250 hours of community service, and a $45,000 fine each. Lauren Bushnell and Chris Lane are Cozy Country Wedding. The former Bachelor contestant and the hit country crooner tie the knot in Nashville in a simple and sweet fashion. Bachelor alum Lauren Bushnell thought she'd be the weepy one at her wedding to country star Chris Lane on October 25th in Nashville. Instead, the groom broke down during their self-written vows. "I didn't even get to finish because I'd already gotten choked up," recalls Lane, age 34, who recently notched a number one hit with "I Don't Know About You." "So I just went ahead and ended wherever I was on my sheet and said, 'I love you, baby.'" Bushnell, age 29, cherished her groom's unexpected emotions, as well as everything else about their special day. "The only thing slightly amiss," she says, "was that I walked down the aisle a little too fast. Maybe that's because I just couldn't wait." Bushnell and Lane went public as a couple in 2018, 18 months after she and Bachelor Season 20 star Ben Higgins ended their engagement. This past March, she moved from L.A. to Nashville to be with Lane, and after he proposed in June, Bushnell huddled with designer Olia Zavozina to create her dream wedding dress, a sleek silk gown with a dramatic train. To reflect the natural beauty of their home states, Lane is from North Carolina and Bushnell from Oregon, their indoor venue was transformed into a secret garden. After their ceremony and a formal dinner for 160 guests, the newlyweds had their first dance to Lane's Big, Big Plans, which he wrote for his proposal. Another memorable moment, when fellow Bachelor alum Emily Ferguson accidentally tackled the bride to get the tossed bouquet. "Needless to say," Bushnell says, laughing, "I think she wants to get married." Putting off a honeymoon, the couple will move into their first house this month. "Then," says Lane, "hopefully kids, the whole nine yards, I can't wait." Adds Bushnell, "My heart is at peace knowing I'll have him by my side." And that is all the time we have for today. This has been People Magazine. I'm Jackie Norton for Radio Reading Services.